A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Thank you for tuning in again today. Today I want to talk about this idea of change. My mother always says, change is slow but sure. And I've talked previously about remaining hopeful that there would be some kind of change and that people will come out of their cult-like activity once, you know, these policies and things that the, well, not the majority voted for, but the Electoral College voted for, started happening to enough people. People would kind of see the light and get out of their cult-like behavior and try something new and different. And we saw that in this last election, you know, my home state of Georgia, home state, i.e. I live here. I'm a Virginia girl. Let me just say that. We stay making history. Doug Wilder first. Now we got the first woman over there. Yeah. Okay. So my point is this, in my home state of Georgia, where I currently live, you know, we have churned over some public services commissioners. And that's important because we have had historic highs in our public service utilities, public utilities. And so that is also tied to the kind of political specter or political spectrum upon which we are a part of. And so I think what I want people to understand between this and then, of course, the gentleman in New York who won, Mayor Mamdani, who is a Muslim democratic socialist in a city like New York, which is very, very diverse. And it is a city made of immigrants, and they're proud of that. And he is an immigrant, and he's proud of that as well. I just want people to understand that change can happen, but you have to remain hopeful, and you have to sometimes suffer or be uncomfortable as we await change or await the opportunity to participate so that we can create the change that we need. And I also want us as Americans to understand that being uncomfortable is part of life. We have been very privileged as Americans, many of us, you know, I won't say all of us, and I won't get into a history lesson about Black folks, not today. But many of us have been privileged to live lives that are comfortable. You know, go to work, come home, you got food on the table, you pay your bills, you're able to do that, able to have some savings, you can go on vacation, send your kids to college, you know, state school or public school, private school, all the things. But we have got to be okay with being uncomfortable. You cannot erase people, erase history like Black history or books like Black books because they make you uncomfortable. Sometimes going through that struggle is what gets you to the dream, right? That's what gets you to the end. And so as I tell my students, you know, when they're like, oh my God, like I had a student who wanted to drop out of my class and she's very bright and she wasn't getting the grades that she wanted. And so I sat down and talked to her and I said, why are you trying to drop out of the class? She said, I just don't feel comfortable in this class. I said, why? She said, because I don't really understand the material and, you know, you have really high standards and I'm not a great writer. And, you know, she had all these things. And I said, listen, you're in the class because you wanted to take the class. You're at this institution because you're qualified to be here. You should be taking classes that push you past your boundaries, self-imposed boundaries, right? So people are like, oh, I'm not going to take calculus because I don't like math. You should absolutely take calculus if you hate math. You should absolutely do it. Oh, I'm going to take Spanish instead of French because I grew up here in Spanish and I can do well in that class. No, you need to take French. You need to take French. Hell, you need to take Afrikaans, something hard, like something. Because you have got to push yourself out of your boundaries. And I told the student, the uncomfortability is ultimately what you need in order to push yourself past your own limits, such that you will do well and continue to grow and thrive and learn from this experience. And she's doing much better in the class because her mindset has changed. And so I think we have to change our mindset, right? We have to be uncomfortable. You know, it is not comfortable knowing that 47 is in the White House. We wake up uncomfortable, many of us, like, oh, what's going to happen today? Oh, my God, what happened overnight on X? Oh, my gosh. You know, like, this is how we're living. Oh, I'm uncomfortable. I have to go into these crowded spaces and half the people have guns and they don't know how to shoot. We're uncomfortable all the time. And I'm not trying to make light of it, in sense of being that we should be comfortable everywhere. But what I'm saying is sometimes you have to be uncomfortable to remember what you need to do and how hard you need to work to get to that other side. And we're seeing that in some of these election returns. So that's what I need you to know. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to feel like you're not sure what the next step is. It's okay. I mean, professionally, personally, spiritually, even. I know that's like for some people, oh no. Yeah. Sometimes you question. Sometimes you're like, God, I've been praying to you and praying and I just don't know. It's just not happening. You're uncomfortable because the things you need are not happening fast enough for you. But that change is coming. It is slow. It is slow, but it is sure. All right. So that's what I need you to know today. Hang in there. Change your mindset. Push yourself past your limits. Don't give up because the opportunity is going to come that is going to change whatever it is you need in your life. I know Tony's like, oh, now she's a self-help theorist, a self-help guru. But I really... I really believe that. I honestly believe that. And I have been uncomfortable. Tony will tell you, I've been uncomfortable like for 2 years. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure I'm doing the right thing. I'm not, so I just keep praying, chanting. I chant, all kinds of things and doing what I can absolutely do in that moment to create the change that I want to see. And sometimes you're not going to see it immediately. It's going to take time. But it is coming for sure. So please just hang in there. Stay focused. Participate in all elections, including dog catcher. Right? Because when you look at these utility bills, I am so happy. I can't wait to see what, if anything, is going to happen. I can't wait to see it. I hope that it works out the way that we want it to work out. But again, if it doesn't, that change can come again. It's going to be slow, but it's going to be sure. All right. So tune in next week to another episode of Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. And of course, we want to tune into a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and them, Tony and Chris, and the other people that they invite on to have these wonderful conversations. And check out the website because a lot of interesting things are happening. A lot of new things are happening that you should have courses and things of that nature. So you can learn podcasting if you want. Which is important. And I think you should learn it from somebody who actually cares about issues and cares about not only the practice of it, but also the kind of things that you're going to be talking about and covering. So just think about it. That's my endorsement. So I wish you a wonderful day. I look forward to talking to you next week. And stay safe, stay informed, and stay happy. Okay, bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.